From time to time, people want to do something about Wyoming's primary election. Some hate the time of year, some hate that Democrats have no say, and some don't like that Democrats can cross party lines and have too much of a say. This year is one of those times. If it will lead to anything is anyone's guess, but what's clear is that there's no consensus on what should be done and if the state can afford it. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck explains.
This week, the legislature's Senate Corporations and Elections Committee entertained a couple of bills that would change how people vote in the primary. One was a Republican Party-driven bill that would keep people from changing parties after a specific date. It was crafted in response to last year's Republican gubernatorial primary, where some think Democrats helped determine the outcome by crossing over and voting in the Republican primary. Committee Chairman Bill Landon of Casper was not convinced that something needs to be done.
I'm not really aware of any election that was tainted that much by that. It has not been decided by crossover, let's put it that way. And so, I've got to be convinced that that government wants to ride in and lock things down.
However, another issue did get the attention of lawmakers, and that's the fact you can win a primary with a limited amount of support. Senator Cale Case notes that many times Republicans run a number of candidates for a seat.
I also ran in a crowded party primary once in a statewide race, and it is pretty frustrating because you get these narrow slivers of votes. Doesn't seem like that is the best way to move forward the person with them that has the best chance of leading Wyoming.
Laramie Senator Chris Rothfuss explains it this way.
80% of the people could think you were the worst candidate on the ballot, but you got 20 points and others only got 15, so you move on to the general.
Rothfuss proposed an idea that the committee supported. Wyoming would have a primary where everyone could vote, no matter their political affiliation. Voters would select a first and second choice and possibly more, and after it was sorted out, you would have the top two candidates.
Those two would then have the opportunity to have a very competitive general election from that point forward.
That could be two Republicans going head-to-head. The bill was approved by the committee but soundly thrashed on the Senate floor. Part of the concern is that Wyoming would have to buy a lot of new equipment to make this work, which would be expensive. Senator Case, though, thinks the idea is worth studying further, but so is another idea. Putting the primary in the spring, and if someone doesn't have a decisive victory, there would be a runoff election.
And that would be an exclusively a party election. I think our county clerks and would not be in favor of that because of the workload, but it would give us better results.
But that also would mean that counties would have to have a second election, which Senator Landon points out costs money.
You're always concerned about the cost of elections, and it's too bad that we have to worry about that, but you do have to balance what you spend with all the revenues that you don't have.
But Landon admits that an August primary is also not ideal, and an earlier primary would probably bring about a higher turnout. While that might be true, Marguerite Herman of the League of Women Voters says the way it's currently done is still compelling and interesting.
You know, the fact that they have many, many candidates running does make it contentious. You would think they'd be happy to have such interest in winning their party's nomination. I view that as a feather in my cap.
Secretary of State Ed Buchanan wants to improve elections, including ways to get rid of dark money where unknown groups are attacking a particular candidate. He's not sure what the actual solution here is, but he welcomes a legislative study.
Oh, I would absolutely revel in that. You know, I'm a political science guy from way back when, and I find it fascinating the way different states conduct their elections. And so I absolutely would love to participate in a study on this and look at a way that everybody, you know, could be happy.
But whether or not that would actually happen remains to be seen. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.